You're listening to the audio production of Moment Maker, You Can Live Your Life or It Will Live You, by Carlos Whitaker, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
Introduction: The Moment That Made Me. I remember the moment. It was wrapped in the scent of Play-Doh and the sounds of Karen Carpenter crackling softly on the record player in the corner of Miss Stevens' preschool room in Decatur, Georgia. The air was thick and damp. In that basement of a 1970-something Presbyterian church building, there was no telling what was growing in the corners. I was a shy kid, a Panamanian/Mexican with an afro parted down the side like Gary Coleman on his best day, in a land of bright blonde hair, deep blue eyes, and thick southern accents. And it was the day this shy kid dreaded, the day we found out what part we would play in the 13th annual Rehoboth Presbyterian Church Preschool Circus. The year before, I'd been a lion. I remember being mortified as my scene came up. Roar, Carlos. Roar loud. Roar like you mean it. Roar like Adam Shaver roars. No, roar louder than him. Roar like Adam Shaver wishes he could roar, I thought, trying to psych myself up. My classmate Adam was about 3 times my size, and I swear at 4 years old, already sounded like his dad. When the time came for me to roar, I can only describe what came out of me as the sound a kitten makes when you step on its tail. I remember the crowd erupting in laughter and my 4-year-old world imploding as I hung my mane in shame. And I have to do this again? Please no. Miss Stevens' eyes were staring down through her brown-rimmed glasses at a 45-degree angle, studying the clipboard in her hands. Every so often, she would lift just her eyes and scan the room. My heart pounded. Mary Helen Addison, a dancing bear. Brandon Bug, a clown. Jay Clements, a muscle man. She went slowly and meticulously through the alphabet. At this point, I was furious that my dad was birthed into the Whitaker family. Couldn't we have been the Andersons or something? As she worked her way down, I noticed all the outgoing kids were getting picked as acrobats and clowns. And then I realized that all the animal parts were taken. Sweet! Maybe this meant I was going to be one of the 12 or so balloons and only had to stand on the stage floating from side to side with no chance of verbally failing. Carlos, she said. For the first time, she raised her head completely. She took off her glasses. She smiled a smile that I remember to this day. It was filled with hope, compassion, and security. Carlos, you are going to be this year's ringmaster. That moment, wrapped up in one sentence, actually changed everything for me. It changed the trajectory of my very future. It affected where I am even today. As mortified as I was actually empowered. She thought I could be the ringmaster. She thought I could be the star. She guided me to a moment that defined so much of my future. And by so much of my future, I mean third grade. I'm thinking of Matt Breedlove telling me I always get picked last in tag because I'm slow. And I'm thinking of being able to respond to him with a simple smile and making him my first victim in that small game of tag. I'm also talking about eighth grade, when I knew in my heart that I would be happy just running for treasurer, but instead checking the box on the application that said president and winning. It also manifested when I walked in front of 40,000 people to lead them in worship. I was thinking on the way to the platform how I had managed to con my way into this situation only to go into a 5-song worship set moments later that was life-giving and full of confidence. Throughout my life, I've defaulted to the assumption that I will play a supporting role. But then, that fateful day in kindergarten, when Miss Stevens allowed me to believe in something greater than second place, finds its way into my awareness. My entire existence since then has been an exercise in approaching every moment as an opportunity to make the most of life. It's that simple. And because I've done that, I've spent the last 40 years of life full of adventure. And the greatest adventure? Getting to take this journey with one beautiful woman and 3 scraggly ragamuffins. Allow me to introduce you to the wits. I guess I am what you would call the idea guy. I come up with the harebrained schemes and then make the pitch to my wife, Heather. Heather is my wife and our family's moment-making producer/director.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?